Blog Talk Radio.
Now it seems
Assalamualaikum. Peace and love to all. Thank you and welcome to the Pamela Palace Enlightenment Program at the Initiative Radio Network. Tonight we're going to have a variety of topics. We're going to be talking about the armed man, a black man who saved a pregnant woman at Walmart, along with some other topics of entertainment as well as hardcore news. So I hope you all enjoy it. If you have any comments, you can definitely text them to 318-732-4573. I don't know if the chat box is going to cooperate tonight. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It really depends sometimes on the device that we all use. But hopefully you all can call in at 563-999-3682 and, you know, and share, make a comment on anything that I may talk about tonight. This show is probably going to be about an hour and a half tonight. We're definitely getting some more stuff together, so please bear with me as the weeks go on. I've been so busy with the different things that I do. So definitely, we always enjoy you all, whoever tune in. So thank you so much. And with that, we're going to start the program. We're going to open up the stories we have here. Okay, our first story is titled, Armed Man Steps In to Protect Pregnant Woman During Argument at Walmart. There's also a video that you can go to on Facebook, of course, all the social media, YouTube, etc., to see it for yourself. And with that, let's start the program. A heated argument in a Florida Walmart parking lot quickly turned into a viral video. 36-year-old Felicia Williams was giving her 15-year-old daughter a driver lesson as they backed out of a parking spot at Leesville, Florida Walmart. The young girl was taking too long to back out for one man, who honked several times before he and Russell both exited the vehicle to have words. Russell, a pregnant woman, is seen on video going back and forth with the man who aggressively moves towards her. That's when another man who knows the ruckus decided to step in. Why are you walking up on this lady like that? Derek Brown, 50, is heard telling the man that he needed to back up, which seemed to anger the aggressor even more. When the man stepped toward Brown, he pulled out a handgun that was pointed at the ground. As the men continued to argue, Brown positioned himself between the man and Russell. I protect you. Don't worry. The video shows the argument as it continued, and although Brown eventually holsters his weapon, the man remains aggressive and eventually punches Brown in the stomach. Almost instantly, Brown reacts by punching the man above the eye. At that point, the man starts to kill Brown. The majority of the exchange was caught on video as the person recording ensues. Everyone that she has it on tape. According to a report by the Orlando Sentinel, police eventually arrived and separated all parties involved. The man was taken to the hospital with a cut on his eye. Brown declined to press charges against the man, and upholstering the firearm wasn't illegal because Brown was protecting Russell, Police Major Steve Rockefeller said. Brown told the Sentinel that he only helped a woman in need, something he hopes anyone who would do for any of his four daughters in the same situation. Quote, I ain't going to see this happen to no females. Any man that's screaming at a pretty woman like that is a punk in my eyes. If somebody saw my daughter going through something like that, I hope they do the same thing. I was trying to be a good human being. According to the report, Brown said he declined to press charges because he feared the man learned his lesson. The man's identity remains unknown due to an error in the police report that is expected to be corrected by Monday. How would you react if you saw someone in the same situation as Russell? Would you handle it the same way? Okay, that's in the best story. All praise be to God. Wonderful. I'm so proud of this brother who definitely stepped in and helped a sister in need, a woman who is very vulnerable. She's crazy, not only is she crazy, but, you know, she's a female. And as the brother said, he was hoped that anyone in his position, in the same position as his, the females or the women, would protect his daughter because he has four daughters also. And that is absolutely beautiful that he, you know, I love it. I mean, he did not just talk about it. He was about it. And he definitely protected the sister. And that, as I said, was absolutely wonderful. More men need to step up and protect women. They don't have to be so-called your blood. They are your fellow sister and brothers. You know, protect the woman. Because if you do not protect the woman, then what kind of man and what kind of sickness and example are you really setting for younger people, for the world, for the young men, et cetera? So that's great. Also, I feel that he should have pressed charges against this aggressor. I definitely feel that he should have pressed charges. He said, Mr. Brown said he did not press charges because he felt that the aggressor had learned his lesson. How he knows that the aggressor has learned his lesson? You know, I mean, it could have become very, very volatile or violent. And he needs to be punished to learn a lesson because I doubt if he really learned his lesson, to be honest. So what are your thoughts? If you have any questions, please call 563-999-3682. And definitely we'll bring you right on in. We're going to go to our next article and read a bit on that also. But if you have any questions, if you can't get in the, if you cannot get in the blog talk, as I said, sometimes it works beautifully and sometimes it doesn't. But nevertheless, if you would like to ask a question or call in, please call 563-999-3682 or text the number 318-732-4573. And we're going to go on to our next article. Okay. The name of this article is Claims by Dallas Officer Killed Man in His Own Home Raise New Questions. An off-duty Dallas police officer who fatally shot her neighbor in his apartment, claiming she mistook the unit for her own, told the authorities that the door was already ajar when she entered and that she shot him after he ignored verbal commands, according to court records released on Monday. The officer, Amber R. Gallier, 30, who has been charged with manslaughter, could face additional charges in a case that has led to accusations that the officer received preferential treatment and debate about whether race may have played a role in the deadly encounter between a white police officer and a black man in his home. On Monday, the Dallas County District Attorney, Faith Johnson, insisted that the investigation into the death of the neighbor, Brockman Sham Jean, 26, had not ended, and that her office could seek charges, including anything from murder to manslaughter. We'll present a thorough case to the grand jury so that a right decision can be made, Ms. Johnson said at a news conference. Dallas has been gripped by rising tensions since Thursday night when the police said Officer Geiger returned to her apartment complex after a shift in full uniform at about 10 p.m. and shot Mr. Jean in his home. Officer Geiger, who lives in a unit directly underneath Mr. Jean's, parked her car on the wrong floor of the parking garage and walked to where she thought was her apartment, according to an arrest warrant affidavit. She inserted her electronic key into the door, which was already ajar, according to the affidavit. Inside the dark apartment, she saw a large silhouette that she believed to be a burglar. The affidavit said she gave verbal commands before firing her weapon twice, striking him once in the chest. The authorities said the affidavit did not detail the nature of the commands or how much time passed before shots were fired. While on the phone with 911, Officer Geiger turned on the lights and realized he was in the wrong apartment, according to the affidavit. The authorities took a blood sample from Officer Geiger to test for drugs and alcohol, but the results have not been released. Lee Merrick, a lawyer from Mr. Jean's family, challenged several aspects of the officer's account, including her claim that the door was ajar. He said witnesses had told the district attorney's office that they heard a bang on the door and one of the boys said, "Let me in." Even if Officer Geiger did make the mistake, the apartment, which has a distinctive red doormat outside of her own, he said there is no indication that Mr. Jean acted aggressively to make the officer fear for her life. It would be irresponsible to rely on this extremely bizarre self-serving affidavit, said Mr. Merritt, who has also questioned why the authorities did not immediately arrest Officer Geiger. Questions about how the case was being handled are anticipated after Officer Geiger was allowed to turn herself into the authorities in Colston County and mostly rural counties southeast of Dallas and be booked at jail for the arrest. We don't want it lost on anyone that had this been a regular citizen, she would have never left the crime scene, Mr. Merrick said. On Monday, Ms. Johnson, the district attorney, handed a script over the handling of the case between the officer and the Texas Rangers, the state cop law enforcement agency. The Dallas Police Department asked the Dallas, Texas Rangers on Friday to investigate the shooting. Mr. Johnson said that Texas Rangers coordinated the booking of Officer Geiger and recommended the charge of manslaughter. Oh my God. This is absolutely horrible. She has shot this brother. It's ridiculous. She claimed that the door was ajar. She mistaken her apartment or his apartment for her apartment. And it just doesn't make any sense. All of a sudden, you're just going to shoot. You don't know your own apartment. Come on now. And regardless, if you did go to a different apartment, what gives you the right to just shoot someone? I mean, here we are again, officers who take authorities in their own hands, who take the laws in their own hands, and really there's nothing to be done about it. Let me see, here we're going to go a bit more through this. Oh, my God, I'm saying the family. And, you know, they're just all crying and broke up, and we just absolutely horrible. Right here, I'm looking at a picture of Bastion, Shem, Dean's brother, Grant, and their mother, Allison Center, with another churchgoer at the Dallas with Church of Christ on Sunday. Mr. Jr. was personally shot by a Dallas police officer in his apartment on Thursday. It is so, may Allah be with the family, may they get justice. It is horrible when you can't even be in your own apartment without getting killed. Are you kidding me? These officers are doing just absolutely too much and taking the laws in their own hands. If you're that afraid of being a officer or a lawyer, then you need to get out of the business, because this is absolutely, absolutely no call, no justification whatsoever to be shooting someone like that. This is absolutely uncalled for. I pray to God that they get justice. I believe he's 26 years old, if I'm not mistaken, and that it's horrible to have your life just all of a sudden, your life is just over. And that is, it's uncalled for. It's ridiculous. Let me go back here. We're gonna look more into the story. She's off duty. Black police fatally shot her neighbor in his apartment. She missed the unit for her own and told the authorities that the door was already ajar when she entered, and that she shot him after he ignored verbal commands, according to court records released on Monday. First of all, you were in his apartment, and I don't care what kind of commands and who you are. You know, he doesn't know her from anyone else, and she's off duty and giving so-called verbal commands. I would have been paying attention to her so-called verbal commands either. I would have tried to see who in the hell she was and why she's in my apartment. That would have been my first thought, first of all. Let's see if we can go a little bit further into this. The officer, Amber Geiger, 30, who has been charged with manslaughter, to face additional charges in a case that has led to accusation that the officer received retired tonight, and debate about whether race may have played a role in the daily encounter. Of course it plays a role. Doesn't it always play a role? And just be real here. She's a white female. She's an off-duty cop. She goes to the wrong apartment. She shot and kills a black man, supposedly giving him commands, which caused him being in his apartment. I mean, I'm sure it's late then. He's not thinking about anybody coming in his apartment and killing him. And who in the hell is she to give him verbal commands? And she's an off-duty cop. You know, he didn't have any type of proof who she was. He didn't have any type of time to, you know, realize who she was or what was going on, because she shot and killed him really immediately. And so here we go again. Another young black man, my God, who has been fatally shot. On Monday, the Dallas County District Attorney, Faith Johnson, insisted that the investigation to the death of their neighbor, Bartham Sham Jett, 26 years old. I mean, this is a very young man. Had not ended in end that her office could seek charges, including anything from murder to manslaughter. We presented a third case to the grand jury, so that a right decision should be made, Ms. Johnson said at a news conference. And here we go with the same old BS. You have all the evidence in the world, and still nothing gets done. And it is absolutely horrible. I'm just sick of it up to here. We just can't get any justice. We can't even You can't be in your car. You can't play with a rifle toy. You can't sell CDs outside. You can't have a so-called legal weapon. You can't even be in your own apartment, tend to your own business without a so-called, quote-unquote, off-duty cop comes and kill you. I mean, what is really going on? We definitely have to separate. We have to get a laws of our own because this is not working. I am very, very upset. It is absolutely ridiculous. I'm appalled at all this. I shouldn't be. It shouldn't be real surprised with so much injustice that we as a people go through, but it's horrible to see my black brother, a black son, a nephew, a cousin, a brother, oh my God, it's horrible. And I pray from my heart that he gets justice. I'm going to definitely keep up with this article to see, not article, excuse me, but story, to see what really, really happens. It is, wow. It is absolutely horrible. Absolutely horrible. Absolutely, absolutely. But with that, we're going to try to take a commercial break. Hopefully the data, everything's cooperating tonight. Oh, my God. I'm just a bit, you know, very upset because this is definitely a brother. As I said, someone's son. You know, and we shouldn't take this lightly because it could be any one of our babies, any one of our babies. And so that's what we have to realize, that this is ours. And if we don't feel the pain, then who will? And with that, we're going to take a short commercial break and be right back with Pamela Tyler and Lightning at the Initiative Radio Network. Thank you. Okay, for some reason it won't let me allow me to take a commercial break. So while we're working on a commercial break, I'm going to digress for a minute, and we're going to pick up another topic or so, but we won't have the program as long as usual because we're going to work definitely on our other program. But we've been getting a great programs up for the upcoming season. I'm so excited, and I hope you are too. Please continue to join in. And also, please drop a line or two to tell us what topics that you all would like to participate in, what would you like to hear, what is on your mind, etc. We would definitely love to hear that. We would love to hear that. So while I'm getting this, we're going to go to our next topic and see what's been going on. So much been going on. But like I said, please keep up with those two articles. Definitely we're going to report back about the young brother, Brotham, Jane, and see what takes place. But that hopefully the brother will get some type of justice. Some type of justice, definitely. So let's see here. Just bear with me, please. Give me a second until we get to this question. White privilege is a thing. Here's how it works. Okay. From the moment a white person is born, they are afforded certain privileges. While the extent and from the moment a white person is born, apt to get some different things in life that others aren't always able to get. If you are white, society says you're out here winning. Taking McDonald's, a white collar. I think we looked at this a bit before, so we're just going to revisit on a little bit here. My other topic is not coming up, so we had to kind of backtrack. But Peggy McIndash, a white scholar who started studying white privileges in the 1980s, is credited with introducing this concept to the mainstream. She said, "I've come to see white privilege as an invisible package of unearned assets that I can count on cashing in each day, but about which I was meant to remain oblivious." It sounds about white, right? No pun intended. Everything we've ever learned in school, in the face, on our cash money, damn near every page in the textbook sentence on white people has been written from the white perspective. While there have been ongoing conversations as to whether or not white privilege actually exists and whether or not it's measurable, we black folks living in America all know what's up. In fact, in their 2017 article, The Root's very own Micah Harriet identified the many ways in which white privilege affects the world around us. Thanks, Michael. And Antoine Rose Jr., and when white privilege kills black people. Very smart brothers. Damian Young broke down how white privilege ultimately had a hand in the death of Antoine, an unarmed teenager. Young says what white privilege means for white people is that their whiteness hasn't been a social, political, professional, financial, or legal hindrance. They have the privilege of the benefit of doubt, which manifests as the privilege to just be. And yes, there's definitely, this world is based on white privilege. That is definitely not a surprise. It's the truth. And you have to have black excellence if you want to succeed. I mean, you have to go, as a children, you have to go hard if you want to succeed in this world, and work extra hard if you are a black person. That's just the truth. So we might well get used to it. And as of now, and do our best to make something for our own. And that's just the way it goes. But with that, we're going to also talk about different things that have been going on, in the community, et cetera. As I reported about a week or two ago, of this sister who has a salon, a beauty salon in Atlanta. I'm hoping when I go to Atlanta, hopefully in a month or two, that I will be able to visit there. And if I do, I will be reporting from the Initiative Radio Network, and we definitely will be giving our sister a shout-out, support, et cetera, because that's what we need to do as a family, is to support each other, especially when we have businesses, et cetera. We cannot and will not be successful and have our own like the rest of the world of people if we do not put our resources together, if we do not support our own. So, with that, if you have a business, please, on the Initiative Radio Network, please plug your business in if you would like to come on the Initiative Radio Network. Please email us or give us a message, or you can text us at me, 318-732-4573, Brother Maurice. Sometimes it's not always on here. So therefore, you all have to interact with other hosts if you want to. Sometimes get your articles or, you know, what you are interested to be heard. Because as Pamela, the assistant director now, I, you know, usually take a lot of calls and information and things of that nature. As I said, we're working on, I'm definitely working on my program to make it longer and bigger and better, and we've got some things in place, and God's willing, they will be taking place probably and possibly in a 2 weeks to a month. And so tonight, as I said, I want to definitely come on, because I know I have been missing some because I've been busy with the paparazzi jury line that I have. If you would like to buy anything, all of it is $5. If you would like to purchase anything, a beautiful jewelry, yes, it's very inexpensive, but nevertheless, it is absolutely wonderful. But you can go to my site at www.paparazziaccessories.com/209045. And order something there, or go to my Facebook page, Pamela K, as in kite, Muhammad, et cetera, and you would definitely, I would hook you up. So with that, I'm not going to keep anyone in the long road next week. God's willing, I will have a special guest. So with that, thank you all for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the time that we have spent together. And with that, peace and love, everyone. Have a blessed, blessed night. Assalamu alaikum.